Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 22nd April 2022. Top stories for today. Malaysia continues to register the downward trend that began last week, with a total of 5,899 new COVID-19 cases reported yesterday. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said 5 people have died from the deadly virus, with 4 of them classified as brought in dead cases. Also, there were 8,434 recoveries from COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, Dr. Noor Hisham also said that 92 patients are currently being treated in the intensive care units nationwide. Kedah Police Chief CP Wan Hassan Wan Ahmad said police have continued with operations to track down 96 of the Rohingya detainees who fled from the Sungai Bakap Immigration Detention Depot on Wednesday. Wan Hassan said 23 of those captured are still being held at the depot. Lawyers for Liberty adviser N. Surendran said today that despite an ongoing court case in the High Court, the Singaporean government's decision to execute convicted Malaysian drug trafficker Dachina Murthy Kataya on April 29 constitutes contempt of court and is unlawful. Surendran said the execution notice issued, despite ongoing legal proceedings, is a fundamental breach of Dachina Murthy's right to life and right to fair trial contained in the Constitution. On the international front, earlier today, Israeli police dressed in full riot gear entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem and injured at least 40 Palestinians, including 3 journalists. The latest raid took place this morning, with Palestinians throwing stones at the Israeli police, who entered the compound firing rubber bullets and stun grenades. Mariupol's mayor Vadim Boychenko made a new appeal for the full evacuation of the southern Ukrainian city, which President Vladimir Putin says is now seized by Russian forces. Under heavy bombardment, citizens who did not flee suffered without electricity, heating or water. Shanghai will tighten the enforcement of lockdown measures while launching a new round of citywide testing and warning residents that the 3-week lockdown will only be lifted in batches once transmission is curbed. According to the authorities, the new measures also include placing electronic door alarms to prevent those infected from leaving, as well as evacuating people to disinfect their homes. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Lisa Fernando. Visit asrawani.com for more on these stories.